a big family, that if it weren't for the grace of God, may have never started in the first place. This weekend, many of the descendants of Bob and Alma Bogner got together, of which I'm one. The story goes that it was my grandmother, not my grandfather, but my grandmother, who was on the tractor that blessed day that they met. And almost 100 years later, a family that numbers more than 150. How did the family grow like that? Excuse me, Father. You do know how a family grows, don't you? Yes, yes, I do. In some cases, because they married the person they loved. In some cases, because they loved the children that their spouse already had. In some cases, because they loved the children to whom they gave birth. And in some cases, because they loved the children that someone else gave birth to, that they were able to adopt and raise. Well, speaking of big families that wouldn't have happened but for the grace of God, look no farther than Sarah and Abraham. God promised them that their descendants would be as numerous as the stars in the sky. But there was only one problem. Well, two, actually. Sarah and Abraham. They were both really old. Right before we picked up the story in today's first reading, Abraham laughed when God said he would have descendants. And right after today's first reading, Sarah laughed when the man said, "This time next year, you'll have a son." So you know what their son's name was? Isaac, which means laughter. This weekend marks the beginning of Natural Family Planning Awareness Week in the United States, which is a great reminder that God made our bodies to love as He loves. As you'll hear it at the end of Mass, natural family planning, or NFP, refers to the various methods which observe the cycles of fertility and infertility of a woman's body to help a couple achieve or postpone a pregnancy. How does this help a couple to love as God loves? Well, it allows every single sexual act within the marriage to be open to life and open to love, whether it results in a pregnancy or not. Leaving it open to God doesn't have to mean leaving it open to chance. NFP has a remarkable level of precision, not to mention effectiveness, which allows a couple to know if there is even a possibility of pregnancy at a given time. And because God made that window, a couple can choose to use it as a help to achieve a pregnancy or to avoid it if, for a serious reason, they've decided to postpone or avoid a pregnancy. I'll never forget the nurse I met a number of years ago who was not Catholic, actually. She showed me a picture. She said, "This is the grandbaby that we thought wasn't possible." And she laughed, ironically, she laughed and said, I call it my NFP baby. Because her daughter, after exhausting her resources on medicines and treatments and looking into in vitro fertilization, finally found help through natural family planning. But the practice of natural family planning is not just about making sure that a child is or isn't the result. It's about making sure that the commitment between a husband and a wife is so complete that if God chooses to create life, then they choose to accept it. And it is about making sure that if a new life is created, that it is the fruit of an act of love, not an act of science. Whether it's Abraham and Sarah, or Bob and Alma, when a couple first comes together, their family is small compared to their dreams. What it will be may or may not match their dreams at all. But what God has planned for any couple is always incomparably better than what we could have dreamt or planned for ourselves.